Do some of these lights, Joshua, also occur, let's say, at cemeteries, and might that explain why people see strange lights there, or orbs, as they call them?
Well, you know, I think that's certainly a possibility. I think that any time people are seeing these types of lights, which are similar to what we have recreated here, it's the most likely explanation that we have some type of a discharge between the Earth and the atmosphere, where you have numerous intersections which come together to create these forms. And it's most understandable around something like a railroad track or railroad tracks, because railroad tracks are two conductors running along the earth, and if two railroad tracks begin to discharge at the same time, well, they're going to intersect, and you have this ball of light over top, and you get all these stories about beheaded railroad men carrying their lanterns and such, because people see this swinging light going down the track.
Right.
A similar thing happens over waterways, creeks, and coming down waterfalls, because water has a very complicated relationship to electrical phenomena in general. And a cemetery, of course, one possibility would be the decomposition that's occurring, which might lend more credence to the possibility of a gaseous phenomenon. But on the other hand, it's possible that the types of things that we place in the earth at a cemetery, including metallic things, help to enhance this process of energy being exchanged between the earth and the atmosphere, which is a very dynamic process that's occurring every second on earth. And it's just rare for us to see it produce some of these effects that people can easily interpret as something paranormal. And in fact, it is paranormal. It's just something that is natural.
Do you believe that this also occurs on mountains, let's say, in the West, or perhaps not as dense or as wet as where you are in North Carolina?
I certainly think so. I tend to think that it's possible for this to happen at virtually any point on the earth, as long as we have some electrical discharge occurring there from various points that meet, that converge to give us that frequency enhancement, so that we get this illusion right at that convergent point of something that looks like a ball of light. Now, whether that's the same thing as what people get as orbs, as you mentioned, I think that it can be, but there's probably a different phenomenon happening there.
What about Marfa lights in Texas? You ever heard of that in Marfa, Texas?
Yes, the Marfa lights are quite famous. And
like the Joplin lights, maybe?
Mm-hmm. And the only thing about the Marfa lights, and of course it's always difficult unless you go in person to research this stuff to know what to believe and what not to believe, but I've heard a lot of people say that as you approach the Marfa lights, they vanish, which always makes you think more in terms of an optical illusion, which we definitely believe is not the case at Brown Mountain, because these lights have been seen at a variety of ranges, and also they produce these energy fields that are not associated with an optical illusion. And so I do think that there are different types of lights that I certainly cannot explain, but I think that when it comes to the idea that the mystery of ball lightning or stable plasmas in general, this is a major step forward for seeing how that the angles of intersection of various discharges play a key role in how those things are created.
Okay, so there's no doubt in my mind that some UFO reports may be based on these lights that people see bouncing around mountains from a couple miles away. Some ghost reports may be reported the same thing. But deep down inside, Joshua, I have this belief that UFOs are real and that ghosts are real. And what do you think?
Well, you know, one thing that is really intriguing about this, and this is something that has surprised us in our Brown Mountain research, if you go to that link on Coast to Coast AM, I think it says something, there are words that says, Joshua Warren offers scientific proof, mm-hmm. and the word scientific proof were highlighted. If you click on those words, it will take you to a page that has two photographs from our lab experiments, including a part of our lab setup. And if you look at the photograph on the right in particular, the plasma that we produced there has a saucer shape. And this is not something we were planning for, not something we intended to create. And in fact, even on the other one on the left, which is the more separated plasma form, there is also kind of a saucer shape, but especially this one on the right. And we found that even though we had no intention of doing so, we could create saucer shapes at the drop of a hat in our plasma chamber. And I think it has something to do with these nodes or these overlapping frequencies that we create when you have these electrical discharges. And so I can tell you for sure that if I saw something like you'll find on that link there at brownmountainlights.com, a plasma form like that flying across or moving through the sky at night, I would say, hey, that's a flying saucer. This is a craft.
And then it just disappears.
Exactly. So for one thing, we have to consider that even though I certainly would not say that this explains all UFO sightings.
Maybe some, maybe most.
I think there's a good chance that many, many of them can be explained this way, and especially because I've heard so many people talk about saucers having this sort of glowing energy around them. And I myself have seen UFOs, and in fact our team has videotaped UFOs that I think cannot be explained by this theory.
Can this plasma then be created up in the atmosphere? I mean, way up there?
Yes, yes. In fact, there are plasmas similar to that that have been documented as much as 95 kilometers above the Earth, getting up at, again, that, you know, like 60-mile range or something like that. They call them sprites and dwarves and trolls, and they have all these interesting little names for these things.
Could that explain why they don't show up in radar and why pilots seem to chase them?
Yeah, well, either that or they don't show up in traditional radar, but they might be seen with infrared cameras, similar to what happened in Mexico recently.
Ah, okay.
Because that is exactly what we found at Brown Mountain, that there will be times where you will not see these lights with your naked eyes, but you look at them through an infrared camera, and you can see them. And in fact, then they will disappear to your naked eyes, but you can still see them for a few seconds on infrared. And considering that they have these magnetic fields, these electromagnetic fields, which can react with other electromagnetic fields, it is completely viable that you would get this formation, if you will, when they kind of interact and balance each other out. And when it comes to, say, the Mexico sighting, I think there's very good cause to believe that those were just atmosphere plasmas.
Anything dangerous about these plasmas? Something that, would keep governments from announcing what you've discovered and what you've recreated?
Well, I know for a fact that the United States government is already investigating using plasmas for weaponry.
And one of
the reasons is because that you have a greater level of control over how this is going to affect your target than you would by shooting, a bullet. These are the types of things where you can do the old Star Trek method of setting them on stun and shoot a ball of energy that stuns someone instead of killing him or her, which is always an attractive thing. Secondly, these balls of plasma can travel through physical objects. They don't hit an object and are necessarily contained by it, and they don't necessarily pass through it in the traditional linear sense. It's almost like that they dematerialize on one side and rematerialize on the other side.
It's a Star Wars weapon, Joshua.
Yeah, I think it very certainly can be, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if it is being utilized to a practical degree at this point. And I tend to think that if you consider the Brown Mountain lights have been investigated at least three times by the U.S. government.
They're getting information out there, Joshua.
Yeah.
Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. I also want to talk with you about your latest book, How to Hunt Ghosts. I want to find one. I'll be back in a moment with Joshua Warren right here on Coast to Coast AM.
To access the audio archives of Coast to Coast AM, log on to coasttocoastam.com.